We've got one more story from Morocco now. It's about a former American diplomat named Kathleen Ann Krieger. This past July in Casablanca, she died. She'd lived there for decades. Krieger left the U.S. Foreign Service to start a business there, and it became the second largest tourist attraction in the city after the Grand Mosque. You may have heard of it. It's called Rick's Cafe. And yes, the place was inspired by the fictional nightclub from that 1942 movie. Adeline Sear had a chance to meet Krieger at Rick's last winter and has this appreciation.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss.
Kathy Krieger was a born diplomat and entrepreneur. She lived in Japan, the Czech Republic, and eventually moved to Casablanca, Morocco in 1998, where she worked as a commercial attaché for the American embassy. Ironically, all her adult life, Krieger nourished a passion for the classic movie Casablanca, starring Ingrid Bergman and Humphrey Bogart.
Why did you have to come to Casablanca? There are other places.
I wouldn't have come if I'd known that you were here.
When she arrived in Casablanca, Krieger was surprised that no one had bothered to create a Rick's Cafe, just like the nightclub run by Humphrey Bogart's character Rick Blaine in the movie. So Krieger began thinking she should take on that project. I met Krieger in Casablanca last December when she told me that it was the 9/11 attacks on the United States that prompted her to launch what she saw as a different kind of diplomatic mission.
Because I thought it would be a symbolic move after 9/11 to show how different Morocco was and not to be put into the same basket as maybe people would be perceiving everybody over in this part of the world. And also to show something good about Americans and give a place for Americans to feel comfortable.
In her mid-50s, Krieger quit her government job and bought a dilapidated traditional Moroccan riad, or mansion, on the edge of the city's rundown old quarter. It took a year to restore and turn the building into a venue inspired by the movie's cafe. Her splendidly restored mansion, flanked with palm trees and lavishly decorated with marble floors, mosaics, and ornate lamps, opened as Rick's Cafe to great fanfare in 2004. When I visited there last December, Krieger showed off the main dining room inspired by the film.
The bar is the same shape as the bar in the film, only it's much more elegant with leather armrest and marble top and the gold palms in between the columns. And then with the arches and the lighting and the shadows, it gives off that same ambiance as you see in the movie.
Krieger's glamorous venue helped raise the international profile of the city and still attracts visitors from all over the world, from locals to diplomats to movie stars. The cafe's longtime manager, Issam Shaba, says this gin joint has become a destination. It quickly took on a life of its own, which no longer needs any reference to the film to exist, he says. In fact, I think it's prettier than what you see in the film, and it's not a kitsch place where you come to take selfies. On most evenings, Krieger would sit in the corner of the bar with a view of the dining room. She was an elegant and slim woman with short salt and pepper hair, whom many here called Madame Rick. She also liked to laugh. At the bar one night, she told me she'd uncovered a bit of a saucy chapter in her old house's past.
Mysteriously, our back stairs on the other side are incorporated into the building next door, which was a bordello. And we think these back stairs could have been like a back entrance to the bordello. Or at least we like to think that.
Krieger often quoted scenes from the film, like the one where Rick, Humphrey Bogart, tells Ilsa, Ingrid Bergman, he doesn't mind dying in Casablanca.
I'm sorry, but you are our last hope. If you don't help us, Victor Laszlo will die in Casablanca.
What of it? I'm going to die in Casablanca. It's a good spot for it.
And then it really happened to Kathy Krieger. On July 26th, she died after a stroke and a heart attack at the age of 72. Her manager, Issam Shaba, says he will keep Rick's Cafe going and Krieger's legacy alive. In the end, many people may come here not because of the film, he says, but because of a very real character this time, one who turned a dream into reality. This Sunday, friends of Kathy Krieger will gather in her hometown of Lake Oswego, Oregon, at a movie theater to remember her. They will show the film Casablanca and play jazz music from Rick's Cafe to honor her memory. For the World, Aline Cyr, Boston.